even if he has all four Simani Tumah. The Ma'apecha from Yisroi, which is HaTorah, you can turn totally from a Koyim Midyan into Chois and Moshe. Vayishma Yisroi, Rashi says, Mashmu Hashem Uba. Everyone makes the Diyuk. Shamu Amin, the whole world heard. Your Gazun. Chiel Ochaz Yoshme Peloshes. But they didn't come. Yisroi came. I don't know, he came because it's his Adam's party, no? The Adam is the spoil. Yisroi is different than everyone else. He came. Of course he came. It's his Adam. He's Chois and Moshe.
Like Yovai,
what?
Did
you say Yovai? Like Yovai? Yeah, it doesn't say, yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Rashi's Madrash then, yeah. Lamaisa the Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Kuf, Tes Zayin brings three sheetas in the Tanoim. I'm a chalik, it's a braisa. What did Yisroi hear? One pshat is Rabbi Yeshua says he heard Mocheres HaMolek. Rabbi Lazar HaMedoi says he heard Matan Torah. Rabbi Lazar says he heard Kriyas Yamsuf. Rashi just says Kriyas Yamsuf and Mocheres HaMolek. Rashi didn't want to get involved in Matan Torah because the truth is the Gemara has a machloikis whether Yisroi came before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. Vayichad Yisroi. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him what's going on, and it's Vayichad Yisroi. Rashi says Vayismach. Chedvo. He was happy. And then Rashi brings him Medrash Agoda. He brings a different shot. Nasa Besori Chedudin Chedudin Meitzar Alibud Mitzrayim. He got all goosebumps. Something like that. He got all they're shrugging. Hainu the Amri Yinshi, Rashi says. Giyura Adasara Dori like Tivzi Armova Peyer. Gear, even up to 10 dollars, don't shepherd him. It's going to bring back haunted memories. The Baal Turim says a different shot. Vayichad is a lotion of he was miyachet, Hashem Echad. He became a yid. I saw Bemis, the Medrash brings up shot. Vayichad, the ches and the hey could be switched over. So it's Vayichad, jihad. He became Jewish. Vayichad, he became a Yehudi. The Emes is Rashi brings it as a Medrash, but it's really a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalid. The Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel have a machlokes. What does it mean, Vayichad? Rav Omar, of Shat Rashi doesn't bring, Shehevir Cherev Chada al Besoroi. That he did Bris Mila, a sharp knife. He was Hevir Cherev Chada al Besoroi. Shmuel Omar, Shenasa Besoroi Chidudim Chidudim. That he, like the Shat Rashi brings, that he got all Orda Shrokin. And then the Gemara continues, Omar Rav, Hainu da Amri Inchi, Giyuri ad Asorah Dori, Litivzar Mami Kamei. It's a little bit modern of the Gemara. Rav is the one that says that he was Hevir Charev Chad al Besore. Shmuel is the one that says the Pshat is Nasa Besore Chidudin Chidudin. And then Rav, Virzois, that's what people say, that you shouldn't shepherd a ger for 10 dollars. That would have been appropriate like Shmuel's Pshat. So I saw an interesting Pshat. Rav was arguing. They're arguing what's Pshat in the Pasuk. Rav holds Vayichad means a sharp knife that he did Mila. Shmuel says it means he got all their shrukin. And Rav retorts back and says, no. Of course, you're right. The concept that you shouldn't start up with a ger, avada, hainu the amri inchi. Yeah, this is our memory in the world. I'm asking, but it's not that in the pasuk. The pshat in the pasuk is marjad vayichad cherev chada. Shmuel, you want to say it means chidudin chidudin? Yeah, it's a sheiner rayon. Avada, hainu the amri inchi. People say such an idea, but don't drag me. It's not pshat in the pasuk. The pshat is like me. That's the pshat. The emes is I saw on that gemara, Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyan Ashas is mitzayin Rabbeinu Bechaya that says that Yisroi was Asora Doiris, Ben Achar Ben, from Chom. Mitzrayim was the son of Chom, and 10 Doiris later is Yisroi. And that's why the Gemara says, Hayu da Aminji, a Ger, Asora Doiris. Yisroi is hearing what happened to the Mitzrayim. Yisroi is a 10th generation from Chom and Mitzrayim. Which is very interesting because I saw the Mefarshim Master Marshari, but they're asking Sanhedrin, Yisroi was a Kayin Midian, assumingly he was from Midian. If he was from Midian, the Bnei Keturah or Chayiv and Mila. Midian is one of the Bnei Keturah. So why is it Vayichad Yisroi that Yisroi is doing Bris Mila? Why is he doing Bris Mila? He already did Bris Mila. He's from the Bnei Midian. The Bnei Keturah. So the Marsha says, on the Emes HaZoi Zot HaShagasari, that they didn't have Priya. And therefore he was taking a sharp knife. Someone wants something for Priya, you need a sharper knife. I don't know. So Vayichad, a sharp knife, he did the Priya. But the Emes says, according to this Rabbeinu Bechaya, Yisroi wasn't a Midiani Bechlam. He had a shteller in Midian, but he was the 10th generation Ben Achar Ben from Mitzrayim and Chom. So he Bechal, he's not from the Bnei Midian Bechal anyways. Then Avad it's Miyoshev. Vayoymer Yisroi, after the Vayichad Yisroi, it says Vayoymer Yisroi, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem. Baruch Hashem. So the Gemara brings this in Brachas Daf Nun Dalit, that this is a makar, that a person's supposed to be mevorach when he comes to a place where a neis happens. He's supposed to make a bracha. Yisra hears about the neis. He says, Baruch Hashem. Now, Bemis, this is brought down in Halach, in Simen Reish Yud Ches, Haroyim, the Mishnah in the ninth paragraph of Brachas, Haroyim Mokim, that Nas and Yisra Yisrael, like the Mavris Hayom and the Mavris Hayarden, you're supposed to make a bracha. So the Ramah says, V'yesh Oimrim, let's say you don't see the actual place, but you see the person who the neis happened to. If you see the person who the neis happened, you don't see the place where the neis happened. But you see a person that went through the neis. You make a bracha on the person. So the Ramah brings from the Avudram, yes, you make a bracha even on the person. The makar of the Avudram is from our sugir. The makar of making the bracha is from Yisra. Yisra didn't see Yitzias Mitzrayim. He heard about it. Moshe Rabbeinu meets up with him. Now Yisaper Moshe L'chayis, and he's telling him the story. And then Yisra makes a bracha. He didn't see the Yamsuf and Mitzrayim, they're deep in the Midmar now. Unless you say, according to one of the pshatim I saw in the Iyun Yaakov, in the Yaakov, he brings a pirish, that since Danani covered flat and everything out, everything smooth, he had a clear view, nice day, he saw the Yamsuf, he saw Mitzrayim, he saw the whole thing. But the pashas, he didn't see, who did he see? He saw the person only. So that's the makar for the Ramah. Now the Sharetzi and the Mishnah Berurah, they brings down that we pass like this Ramah, but we pass him, you should only make the bracha if it's taki your father or your Rebbe, not samazi any person. Why? Because the whole smach to make this bracha when you don't see the mokum on the eis is the avudram. But there are other terutzim to the avudram. And the main law, it's not mukhrach to pass them like the avudram ad asoif. As I bring to. And then after Yisrael says Baruch Hashem, he makes the bracha. Then they bring karbonis. He's bringing karbonis. Oila and zvochim. What kind of a carbon was this? What kind of carbon? Oil was vacuum. So I saw the Meshachacha brings one shot. It was a carbon toida. What do you mean a carbon toida? And he said, that's why it says it's murdered. By a carbon toida, there's 40 lechem. But from the lachme toida, you have to give to the koyin trumas lachme toida. So the Meshachacha, when that's why the Pasuk's Magdish, Vayovay Aaron and everyone else to eat the lechem. What's the Hadgasha Aaron? Why is Aaron being singled out? He was the one that was makabel the trumas lachme toida. He's the koyin. So it's Magdish Aaron separately. He's eating the trumas lachme toida. That's one shot the Meshachachma says. Another pirush the Meshachachma says that it was a carbon of Gaelus. We know that the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Yisurabia that there's Bishloish Dvar Nichnasul the Bris. There's three ways you become Jewish: Mila, Tevila, right? A woman only Tevila, but a man needs Mila and Tevila b'Mikvah. And a third thing, you need a carbon. You need a carbon. Nowadays we don't have a carbon, but it's the place we talk about it. It's not Akif, it's Gaelus. But the technical process of Geirus is to bring a carbon. So the carbon usually is birds. You bring two oifis, la'oila, but Klal Yisrael brought the, it says in the next week, Parsha, actually, that they brought the oilas and zvachim for the Geirus. Here we're assuming Yisrael came after Mount Tyra, like that Mani Amr, needs to bring carbonus for the carbonus of Geirus. That's the oil and zvachim that he's bringing. But it's interesting, the Gemara and zvachim that handles, was Yisrael bringing these carbonus after Geirus or before? The emes, it really starts, the sugya and zvachim starts a little bit earlier. The Gemara has a shaila. We know a goy could also bring a carbon, but the Gemara has a tzad that maybe a ben noyach could only bring a carbon oila. A ben noyach only has a shaychus to bring a carbon oila. Kul el Hashem. The concept that you makar of a carbon, the chelav and the dam, and you put it on the mizbech and it's oila to Hashem, that a goy can have the musik. But that there's a shlomim that you're mitzarif together, that you makar of a carbon and the chelak of the basar is nechel to the person, that's mufkaf. You didn't have that. That's carbon shlomim. The Gemara has a tzad that maybe a ben noyach can only be makar of a carbon oil, not a shlomim. It brings a shmach from the pasuk. Uri tzofan uboyi teiman. Uri tzofan is bimoirer the tzofan. The tzofan is the goyim because they can only be makar of a carbon in the tzofan. They can only be makar of a carbon oil, which is bitzofan. Uboyi teiman and really that's klal Yisrael. They can even be makar of a shlomim even in the dorim. Kachim kalim. The musig exists, but the Gemara then goes at length and discusses whether the goyim can have a carbon shlomim. So Teichat Varim, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, Gam atati tein biyadeinu zvachim va'oilus. You're also going to give us zvachim va'oilus when we go to the Midbar. Nishtei zvachim va'oilus. So the Gemara knows, zvachim doesn't mean carbon shalom. It means mangal. Yeah, it means you'll give us meat to make a zevach, to make a party. Va'oilus will do l'Hashem alikein. But here you can't say that. So the Gemara brings this pasuk now, our pasuk. V'yavi arba v'yikach yisroi chayis mesha oilu zvachim alikein. It says zvachim alikein. You can't say, it doesn't say oilu lekim uzvachim. Then uzvachim can mean stam as a barbecue. It says oilu uzvachim lekim. State that it. So the Gemara says, yeah, Yisra was after Mount Torah. He's already Megayer. So the Gemara, it's a machlokes. And that's how the whole process of the Sugya goes there, whether Yisra came after Mount Torah before. If Yisra came before Mount Torah, this is a raya that a ben noyach is able to bring shlomim. Then it says it's a Pella. One of the other rais the Gemara attempts to bring is from Hevel, because it says Vehevel hevi gam hu mibchoiris soine umichel vehen. The Gemara says umichel vehen means that he bought shlamim also. The Gemara's doichano means he bought a very fatty carbon that as an oil. By me it's a Pella. What was the havi that Hevel brought shlamim? Shlamim is nechel to the Bayim. Hevel didn't even have a chance to eat basar. That's a kachim yet. We're going with one noyach. Adam is not allowed to eat basar b'chalal. What would have been Hevel's carbon shlamim? Nishbara. Now Yisroi sees that the whole Klai Yisrael needs too many, but there's too many. They need to make a whole process of dayonim, and he says v'zharta esem esachukim esatoyrois v'hidatlam esaderech yelchu bo. So the Gemara darshens in Baba Kam and Daf Kuf and also in Baba Mitzvah Daf Lam in the same Gemara v'hidatlam lehem zubeis chayeim esaderech zubimilas chasodim yelchu bo zubikr choyim. Every word the Gemara darshens. Now that first word v'hidatlam is that beis chayeim. What's beis chayeim? Stir and Rashi. Rashi in Baba Kama says Talmud Torah beis chayeim zayishive. In Baba Mitzvah Rashi says lumay umnis. There's a place you go to learn umnis. It's a bais. I don't know what you call it in English. What do you call this place? You learn umnis. A school place. Lumay the umnis lesparnis boy. So it's a stir and Rashi. Does beis chayeim mean a yeshive, or it means whatever you want to call the other thing? What?
A vocational school.
The Gemara says that Yisroi, in the end of the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, that Yisroi made a system that there should be sari alofim, sari meya, sari chamishim, and sari asari. So the Gemara comes out with the cheshbin. There are 600,000 yidden, and if there are sari asaris, that already means there are 60,000 sari asaris. How many sari asaris? How many people under each sari asar? 9 or 10? A 9, I mean he is the 10th. I got you. Okay, and sari chamishim, how many people under the sari chamishim? 49 or 50? How many people under the sari meya? 99 or 100? The Gemara says, Taisus makes the cheshbon that if you work out sari asarim, sari alofim, and all that, it's 78,600 sarim. Although, I don't know what they call it in English, but in Israel here it's called Chok HaNorvegi, the Norwegian system. You know the Norwegian system? That the sar ha'asiri, every fifth one was also a sar chamishim. It wasn't a different shteller. One out of five of the sari asaris got a double shteller. He's also a sar chamishim. He's not somebody else. He's one of the sari eseroso. And the sar meya, one of the two sari chamishim became a sar meya as well. And one of the sari, every 10 out of the sari meya was also a sar elef. Otherwise, where are these other people coming from? This 100,000 only. So the pshat is the sari eser was taken charge of 9 other people. The sar chamishim was in charge of 49 other people. He is a sar eser of the asiri. He's also a sar chamishim. V'shaftu es ha'om b'chol eis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out from here. V'shaftu es ha'om b'chol eis, that a dayan could be shoifet in bezdin even b'layla. So b'chol eis anytime, night or day. Frek the Gemara. But on the other hand, there's a pasuk that says v'haya by yoim hanchilias bonav, it's mashma, the dayan could only be done by yoim. The Gemara says a stira. The Gemara says the tchilas din could be by yoim, has to be by yoim. The Gemara din could be by laila. So it's interesting. It's a whole sugi about that. Which din could be done by yoim and what's considered that you already started so you can continue at night. But I saw the Neshachachim brings, but it's Yiduah. There's a sma in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat on Hilchas Dayonim and Tzimin Hei. He brings that if you light candles, then you could even do din at night. The main thing is it shouldn't be dark. If you light candles, neiris dolkos, then you can even do the tchilas din b'layla. Just choose it. Neiris dolkos. So the Meshech Chochma says that could be. You know, it says here twice in the parsha v'shaftu asam b'chaleis. The Meshech Chochma brings that he brings Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Chav Beis brings from the Brayse of the Malachas HaMishkan that in the times of the Midbar, the 40s in the Midbar, the Anani covenant, the Anani, they were able to see the whole time even at night. That's what the Gemara says. On the Menorah, v'chilo oyro hutzarech. It's light anyway. They have X-ray vision even. They have everything going on. And besides, after Meshech Chachma, that's kipshutei. V'shachtu asam b'chaleis. In the 40 years of the Midbar, zikr you were allowed to be done even at night, because the 40 years in the Midbar, by Hagdor, it's always the sma. It's always neiros dolkos. It's always light outside. So that's the hadgasha of v'shachtu asam b'chaleis. That it's always that bechina of v'shachtu asam b'chaleis. Now we're getting ready for Matan Torah. This whole process is a machlokes tanoim, how the days work here. Avada kuli al-mamoide, that Matan Torah was on a Shabbos. Kuli al-mamoide that they showed up on Rosh Chodesh. The question is, did Moshe Rabbeinu add a day or not? And it's a machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi in the sugya in Shabbos in Perek Rabbi Kiva from Daf Pei Vav and on whether it was Zayin Sivan or Vav Sivan. Now there's a whole process. The Moshe goes up and down. Rashi says Moshe Allah Zok Rashi Kol Al Yosef Bashkoma. Because if you want to make the cheshbon when Moshe went up, when he came down, and which days to work out the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan in the sugya. Rashi says, quoting the Gemara on Shabbos, they have Kol Al Yosef Bashkoma. So I heard B'shem Rav Daniel Frisch, Zatzal, Baal Machaber, Mosek Midvash. What? So he says, it's a Moritik Yisoid. Kol Al Yosef Bashkoma. If you want to stay, you want to grow, you want to go up, you want to be equal in the Sala, it goes Bashkoma. Day starts at 10 o'clock. No, it doesn't work. Kol Al Yosef Bashkoma. You want to be staying, you want to be oil, it has to be Bashkoma. Now Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, V'kidashtem hayoyim u'mochar. There's a Moira de Kazakh, there's niggin of these words, V'kidashtem hayoyim u'mochar. You know, on one hand, the person has a, sometimes his iris, it's Moira de, he gets all into it. Mamish gvaldik, but it lasts about 3 hours. The Kiddush is no, u'mochar, let this his iris last. On the other hand, you have sometimes a person hears something that gives him a push, and I think he says, no problem, tomorrow I'm going to start. He has it all planned out. 119, that was Kepachka, tomorrow he's going to start. Say to know both halachim is nishkazei. It's the kiddashtem hayoyim right away, but also that it shouldn't last only for a short time and fizzle out. It should be the kiddashtem hayoyim umachar. Now we know that by matan Torah, there are a lot of makoros to this. That the emes there's a zivug. There's a zivug of Klal Yisrael with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, where in one hand Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the chasson, and Klal Yisrael is the kala. On the other hand, there's another zivug where Klal Yisrael is the chasson and the Torah is the Kala, Bito Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same, the branch is the Shver, like the Apshat, that's what the Mishkan is about. Now, I'm not going to go into that stira, and where these two Bechinas are, some say, HaBalukas Rishon, this Lukas Shnias, this all kind of throws into that, the Indian, how to work it out. Probably, it's always both things happening at the same time, there's different Bechinas, yeah. But, B'cholifin, the Baal HaTum already brings it here, and many forum talk about this, that Ish Niknas B'Shloish HaDrochim, and Yitaka have the Shloish HaDrochim. Klal Yisrael was Niskadish, let's go again, that Klal Yisrael is the Kala. Klal Yisrael gets Biza by Mitzrayim, and then again by the Yom, that's the Kesef Kedushin. The Biza is Kesef Kedushin, Shabbat Kesef Kedushin. The Shtar is the Luchos, Torah, is a Shtar. And then is Va'ovi Eschem Elai, maybe the Mishkan, that's Bia. And then you also have Kofa Aleim, Harki Gigis. Kofa Aleim Harki Gigis is the Chuppah. The whole process of Inyani Kedushin and Nesuin is all built in over here that you have Kesef, Shtar, Bia, and Chuppah. Now it's interesting because there's a stira. On one hand it says Kof Aleim Harki Gigis, which we're saying is the Chuppah, but Chazal learned that Kof Aleim Harki Gigis is kilo shlili, a negative zach, it was behechrich. Andra say it's a mile. It's a mile to be a muchlich. It's a mile. But on the other hand, there's a stira to that it was Nasa Benishma. The stira between Nasa Benishma and Kof Aleim Harki Gigis, is it a stira, is it not? Toitzes asked the Kasha and Shabbos. This Yidua, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach says that the difference between Nasa Venishma and Kofalim Artigigis is that Nasa Venishma was on Teresh of Aksav and Kofalim Artigigis, the Kfiya, was on Teresh of Alpeh. And that's why Shloshim Yom Koidim were holding before Purim, and Purim was the Hodr Kibluah, even on Teresh of Alpeh, the Chulei. Tvorim Atikin, the Yisoidim. But I saw very interesting, it says over here, by Yisyatzvu Tachas Ahar, by Yisyatzvu Tachas Ahar, the Kofalim Harki Gigis, they were Tachas Ahar, literal, the Ahar was picked up, yeah? By Yisyatzvu Tachas Ahar, that's going on Tarish Baal Peh. By Yisyatzvu was Gematria 524 is the amount of Prokin there are in Mishnais, Shishisid Mishnah. It's also the same Gematria as Talmud Bavli. That's Tarish Baal Peh. The by Yisyatzvu was on the Tarish Baal Peh. Now they're getting ready to go up on Har Sinai, and the Rabbi Shalom says there's a Bazundar Azhar of Yigbalt Esahom, Loisiga Bayod, Ki Sokal Yisokal Ayori Yori, and Behema Nishla Yichye. A person or a cow goes on to the Har Sinai, Skila. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tesvav, the Gemara declares, Shor Sinai Bekama. There's a Gemara, we know in Sanhedrin there's a din that certain dinim, dinim ominous is Bishloisha, and certain dinim, dinim foshis, and other certain things need Bezdin of 23. And the Gemara was out of Lashar Niska, Lashar that was Negeach, or Reveya, Lashar that's Chayiv Misa. We learned Kemishpat Abayil, Kach Mishpat Ashar, to give Skila, to Paskin Skila on Ashar HaNiska, You need 23. Clears the Gemara, what about Shor of Sinai? By Sinai. When you had a Shor that went up to Har Sinai, you have to kill it, you have to give it skilo. So what kind of Bezdin you need? Bezdin of 3? Or Bezdin of Chav Gimel? As I clears the Gemara. Interesting, the Gemara didn't clear about the person. The Gemara knew, it says, Shor Imish, yeah? The Gemara didn't clear the person. The Gemara knew that the person that would be touched Har Sinai Bezdin is 23. But what, maybe Shor not, why not? But I have a different problem over here. We're talking about Zion Sivan, Vav Sivan. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come down until Yom Kippur. And first then, Yisrael starts him the whole judicial system of the system of checks and balances of the community over here. When is this Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel going to convene? They're going to keep the guy locked up for 120 days till after Yom Kippur to decide which kind of Bezdin? Nishkalar, the Rishonim deal with it. But that's the Gemara. Ashar of Sinai, you need a Bezdin of 23. Frektim Iri of the Dance and Heaven. Masha Hoya Hoya. What are you clearing if you need a Bezdin of 23? What's in the gay Allah Halamaisa now? So Zayi says, well, we want to know the Sugya, eh? But there are Gemaras like that. In a few places, I don't know. The Gemara asks, when handles such questions, Gemara says, Hilchas Alamashicha. Masha Hoya Hoya. So what's over here? What are we clearing? Shar Mi Sinai. What's the Nafkimin if you need 23? So then Iri asks the Kasha. The Meiri says, because there's a din with Doiris, that if a shor goes into Shiloi, or into the Mikdosh, it's also like Sinai. There's a din, skili. You have to know if you need a Bezdin of 23. Shor shenechnes l'mikdosh. I mean, we bring in shor into the Mikdosh, the Yimakrov, yeah, but this, I guess this is a shor of Chulin that was nechnes to the Mikdosh. Stam doesn't exist. There's a din of Chiddush of Meiri. There's a din of Hakbola, Mishko. But then the Meiri says a different teretz. It's a little bit modner, but he says, you're telling me that the Nidin, if there's a Bezdin of 3 or 23 by Shor of Sinai, is non afkamina in Bezman Hazeh. Of course it's an afkamina in Bezman Hazeh. It's an afkamina in Hilchis Tzedokah. Tzedokah. Let's say a guy makes a Nedin, he's going to give Tzedokah. He says, I know there's Aniyim that need new suits. I'm going to give Tzedokah. I'm going to give suits to Aniyim. How many? As many Dayan as you need for a Shor of Sinai. That's how many. No, he has to give 3 suits or 23 suits. So he's up to me. And then if you take it a step further, I saw the Ran says, what do you mean? It's an afkamina for kedushin. That makes a kedushin on manas. That if the bezdin, you need a bezdin of 23 for a shor of Sinai. He makes it a zeros if it's almanas, if the bezdin of 23. So he's up to Ran. Frekta aruchon there. So now what's going on? What's all these other gemaras about? There's so many other gemaras, but the gemara does ask. Ma da hava hava, ma yi masho yi hoya, ma hilchus l'mashicha. Here it's also hilchus l'mashicha. You're using an einfa like that, l'chayra, L'chayr is the klapnisht. It's taka good aura. Oh. We have here the aseres hadibrois. We know there are tariag mitzvahs, but over here there are aseres hadibrois. There's a misconception here. It's not that the aseres hadibrois have 10 mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, in the different morning mitzvahs, you have to work out how many mitzvahs are there actually in the aseres hadibrois. I mean, because Anoichi itself, it's a shayla. If Anoichi is in one of the mitzvahs essay, if the mitzvah of Amunah, of Anoichi Shem Alekech is a mitzvahs essay, the klal in the minyan mitzvahs or not. Although there's a shtar mismach, the Gemara says in Makis Taf Chav Gimel, the Gemara says, Toira is Gemara, Gemara, Toira is Gemara 611. Because Toira is Yivalon HaMoshe, 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe. Over Anoichi and Lehi Elecha, that we heard from the Gvur. So that's two, 611, because there are really Tariyad mitzvahs. 611 we heard from Moshe. The first two we heard from Hashem itself. Well, who's the first two? Anoichi v'Layiyah. Problem. According to some Rishonim, Anoichi doesn't count as a mitzvah b'chlal. Layiyah has 4 lavim, but most of the Moshe mitzvahs. Where exactly is the cutoff line? But you have to know that, again, these aseres differ a lot after the aseres mitzvahs. More than that, we know there is Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton, two different ways to have Kriyas HaTorah in the aseres HaDibros. One of them is Pashut to break up the aseres HaDibros into 10 psukim, because it's Dibros. It's, and therefore, even Shabbos, which is a very long one, is one big pasuk. And Leisinitzach, 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 each one is its own pasuk. It's a soif pasuk. It's 10 dibros. Mitzad, the other pshat, the tamtachin, is pasuk psuki hatoira. In psuki hatoira, it happens to be, it starts from pasuk beis, it goes through pasuk yudalid. And like we said, Shabbos itself is 3 or 4 psukim. Leisinitzach, 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 is all one big pasuk. But that's fundamentally the difference between Tamelian and Tamtachin. Mitzad psuki hatoira, there are psuki hatoira. Leisinitzach, Leisinitzach, is one big pasuk. Mitzad dibros. Each one is a dibra. But that's clear, the aseres adibras is a mitzumtzum dike oifen of saying kolat erakula. the says it's not 10 and it's another 603. But there are aseres adibris, and then of course there's the more elaborate tariyag. So it's interesting, the Zohar says that on one hand the aseres adibris is 10, yud is 10. But on the other hand, nichlal in this aseres adibris is the entire tariyag mitzvahs, plus the sheva mitzvahs, the rabbanon, and it includes everything which sach hakol is keter. Keter is 620. Abizok the Zohar, it's a merit gazach. Yud, how do you spell yud? Yud Vav Dalet. What's the gematria of Yud Vav Dalet? 20. What's 20? Esrim. What's the gematria of Esrim? 620. It says, in this pintle of Yud, in this Yud, in the Yud lives the Gansa Keter. The Gansa Keter lived in the Yud. There's Aseres Adibris, but the Gansa Keter of the Taryag is Nichlal all into the Yud of the Aseres Adibris. Now I saw the Goyim bring something very interesting. If you look at the first two dibris on both luchos, on each of the two luchos, on the first luach, the first two dibris is a noichi and layelacha. And on the second luach was leisirtzach and leisinaf. So the Goyim says you can focus just on those four, those top two on both ends. They represent something. There are gimel averis chamuris. Gimel averis chamuris. What's the gimel averis chamuris? Leisirtzach. Shvichas damim, leisirtzach. Leisinaf. Gilui Arayis. And Avodah Zarah, Lo Yilach. There's one Aver that's even worse than the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Lashon Hara. Gemara says. Chazal saying in the places. Anoichi Hashem Alikecha is Lashon Hara. Because the Gemara says, in Erech and Daf, Tesvov, Kol HaMasapa Lashon Hara, and Harita Kofar Be'ikr. If you say Lashon Hara, you're totally Kofar Be'ikr. And that's also the Arba Mises Bezden. Leisirtzach is Hereg. Leisinaf, standard Eishas Ish is Chenek. La'yir L'cha V'yidazara is Skila. And Lashon Hara is Sreifa. He brings because the Gemara says over there in Erechin that he's going to be, he brings a Lashon that he's going to be under Gehenna even. Gehenna is going to be above. He's going to be Tifanayim. So that's fascinating those four Dibros represent the Arvim Yisus Bezdin and they represent the Gimel Averis Chamuris plus Lashon Hara. And the truth is, in Lashon Hara itself, it's Nirmaz. Lashon Hara, the Inyaka brings over the end of the Gemara Erechin. Lashon Hara, Hara, the Hey Resh Ayin. Hey is Hariga, Resh is Revia, that's Rais, and the Ayin is Avodah Zarah. So Lashon Hara is Koil, the Anoichi is Koil, all of that, Tzazamin. The Ramban, that's brought down in Rabbi Kivegon and Hilin Ashas and Yivomis Dav Zayin says that Zohar v'Shamar, here it says Zohar and Parshas V'Chana says Shamar, and the Rambam talks about the concept of Esed Doicha Loisa say, he says because Ava Doicha Yira, and that really opens up a huge topic whether the concept of Esed Doicha Loisa is Ava Doicha Yira or there's other Mahalchim how to understand the concept of Esed Doicha Loisa, but that's what the Ramban writes, that Ava is Doicha Yira. And the Emes is, there's a Shaila Chloe. What's more chomer, an essay or a lav? I mean, an essay is doicha loisa say. Because the ava is doicha yira, but mitzad chomer ha'inyan. There are a lot of rais that a lav is more chomer than an essay. First of all, it's a Gemara in Yevamos. That's where the Kveg is going over here. The Gemara says, in one point, it's avamin, but the Gemara says, avada and essay could be doicha even a loisa say sheesh bakaris. What do you want to be nispo? Because the loisa say sheesh bakaris is more chomer. A loisa say is also more chomer. Nor doch, than an essay doicha. So even if it's a mali chomer rava, mali chomer zut, the Gemara Pshlok, that's part of it. You have to know what went on with it. But how much money you have to spend? Not to be mevatel an essay, only a fifth of yunifasim. For a lav, you have to be willing to spend all of your money. So you see, that's muhammad. Another raya, the Gemara in Yuma talks about if a person is a chayla and for various reasons of pekuach nefesh he must eat. What is it better to be over? Is there essay or is there lav? You're supposed to do hakal koidim. If you have a choice to do chumra muhammad kisr. Of course, there are other dilemmas, such as is it better to shech the behem on Shabbos? So you have to eat seven kazesim of meat for your pekuach nefesh situation. And you have besar nevela available. Should you eat seven kazesim of besar nevela or should you shech on Shabbos and then have the over skila of chul Shabbos, but then you'll only did one skila or seven lavim? Right? What's more? Trey lavim. Which is more chomer. Keseda, you get into this dilemma, but it all goes down to which is more chomer. Right, Rabbi Chanan brings a famous shaila. If a person has matzah shel chodosh or a tevel, So there's a tzad that he should be yaitza the mitzvah, even though the only matzah he has is matzah shel chodesh or matzah shel terah. Maybe you should ask the say. But avad, if you have a different matzah, it's better to eat the matzah that's not chodesh or terah. But what if you don't have another matzah? But then someone offers you to buy such a matzah that's kosher, but he wants to charge you more than a chaymesh of yinachasim. Now, for a mitzvah esa, you don't have to spend more than a chaymesh of yinachasim. But to not be over alav, you have to spend all of your money. And here, you are going to be over the lav. You can be doing as a dechalaisi, but you are going to be over the lav. How should you weigh out that option? I saw once a very interesting chiddush in the Paradis Yosef. I was a little spoiled from the etzem idea, though. It goes like this, a little bit of a cheshbon. It starts with a famous Pnei Yeshua in Beitza. The Pnei Yeshua says in Beitza that the Shami doesn't hold of Klein that sits that essay is the Chalosis. He has a whole cheshbon from Sadin, a sugi that the Shami doesn't hold of Klein that sits as the Chalosis. He says that's even the Shami in Besilu Lashitosoi. Noich loy lo odom shaloy nivra mishanivra or not. So Pnei Yeshua says the Shami holds essay is not the Chalosis. So in the long run, there's more Lavin than Essen, and essay is not even Doicha the Lavin, so the Lavin is the Roy, and therefore better off not to get involved. And they still will know, he says, Esen Doicha Loisese, so therefore, even if there's less Esen, but the Esen can be Doicha Loisese, and it's different, it's other Flios Nivra, because there is Ramach Esen. So it's like the Pnei Yeshua. And other Chayim also, this Esen Hanocha, that Beishami doesn't hold it Esen Doicha Loisese. And if so, we have Tcheshbin, but you have to know a little of the Sugis in Yevamos. Yeah, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that if there's an Erni Dachas that has one mezuzah, doesn't become an Erni Dachas. So it's a Rebbe Lezer. One mezuzah, the whole city is over there by the Zohar, one mezuzah, no Erni Dachas. Zohar the Gemara, why? Because what do you have to do by Erni Dachas? You got to burn the whole city. But if you're going to burn the mezuzah, it's Mechikas shame. It can't be Mechik the shame that's in the mezuzah. So one mezuzah could save the whole city of the Erni Dachas. Fregan Allah right in, Esedech Eloises. Esedech Eloises. Why? The Esedech of Sreifus Erni Dachas should be the Eichel Eloises. So you could say the Lava Eloises. How many Shemus in the mezuzah? A lot of Shemus in the mezuzah. But that's the cast that they ask. Why don't you say essay of Sreifas Erni Dachas should be the Eichel Eloises of Mechikas Hashem? So I saw. I want to say it's Rebbe Lezer is Shamuti. Rebbe Lezer is from Beis Shammai. It's Rebbe Lezer that says it today. Rebbe Lezer is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai doesn't know the climb. It's Itzis. No, that's what the Chalois say. Can't be. Beis Shammai, first of all, there's a Gemara Nazar that Rebbe Lezer does say climb. It's Itzis. But even if not, anyone that knows basics from the Sugi Nazar the Chalois say, they were willing to learn out Esed the Chalois say from the fact that a Nazir is able to be Megalach Roishoy. And the only reason we would Doicha that in the car is because Yeshanai the She'ela. Beis Shammai holds ain't She'ela behektish. So like Beis Shammai, we have a Makar of Esed Echalaisa say from Nazir. The Gemara also said that Esed Echalaisa can be looked from Pesach, Tomer, and Milan. The only upshot to that is because Malakulu Sheken Yeshan Lefnei Adibur. And that's telling the Machlekes Beis Shammai Visil if the carbon that they brought by Sinai was a carbon Oilus Tomer or Oilus Re'iyah. Like Beis Shammai, you can learn it out from Pesach, Tomer, and Milan. If you go, hey, the rabbi, it's not going to happen. But yeah, you have to be holding the sugi better. That's the pillar. We ask the pillar to play short. Yeah, it's a patch of the rectum to play short. It's not a rush. It says, Loi sachmet beis reyecha, loi sachmet eishas reyecha, vavavdei vavamosei, v'shori v'chamoiroi, v'choi l'asher l'reyecha. There's a famous word, I heard it from Yanko Glinsky, I think others say it as well. A person sometimes has a hargosh of chemda. How can you tell a person not to have a hargosh of chemda? You can look at the Ibn Ezra's Pshat, it's hard to relate, and it's no chemda. But nowadays everyone thinks kumpmeh, so Ibn Ezra's Pshat is... But he says, the pshat is, you make a cheshbon, I want yenis ever, I want yenis amosai, I want yenis shor. But the truth is, if you think about it, then everyone has a peckle. If you make a cheshbon about all the pros and cons, at the end of the day, you know the story, they put everyone's peckle in the middle, everyone ends up taking his peckle. But anyways, that's the pshat of Yelay Sachman, Eishas Reach, Avodi, Amosai, Shari, V'choy, L'Asher L'Reach. Look at the whole picture. You look at the whole V'chol, L'Asher L'Reach, it's a zamin, you won't want the other person's package. Take what you have and run. Now, the Zohar says that it says, Loi sirtzach, loi sinach, loi signoi. The emes is, it's supposed to be read with a psik. Loi, but amol, yeah, tirtzach. When? Mrs. Bevan. Loi, but amol, tinaf. Ishtoi. Oino. Loi, tidnoiv. Of a Bezdin, makes Hefka Bezdin Hefka, they pass him, and you have to know how to Ramay thinks. So, Amol, there's Tidnoiv, Tinov, Tirzach. But you have to know, it's with a psik, Loi, most of the time Loi. Oh, but that's why the Rabbani Shloilim in Malachi, the Haftar of Shabbos HaGadol, the Rabbani Shloilim, there's many people in the puzzle, we'll speak to one that's Nagay here, he says, Ki Ani Hashem Loi Shonisi, Vi Atem B'nei Yisrael Loi Chilisem, Zok the Rabbani Shloilim, ay, ay, ay. I was Mishane the Loi. I told you, like Tirzach, like Tinov, like Tignov. And I made a shinoi. I said, Loi, but with a shinoi, I'm all yeah. Oh, but Atam and Yaakov, Loi, the Loi, Kilisa, you totally took away the Loi. Tirzach, Tinach, Tignach, you totally took away the Loi. I made a shinoi in the Loi. I said, Loi, Tirzach, Loi, Tinach, with a shinoi, that I'm all yeah. Oh, but Atam and Yaakov, Loi, Kilisa, you totally took away the Loi. And I heard that's what Epshad, it says, V'cholam Roi Mesakoilis. Why was it Roi Mesakoilis? Because if you just heard the Koilis, you would think maybe Loi, Tirzach, with an Aleph, with a Vav, Loi. Kill him, yeah. Loi with an aleph. Aber, I just want to end off with a very interesting aura. It says, V'chol ha'om royim es ha'koilos. What does it mean, royim es ha'koilos? So there's a famous Rav in Biskarov. Biskarov brought down Maisa that Reb Chaim Volozhin was saying on his brother, Reb Zalman Volozhin. He said on him, he said, he knows kol ha'terakul abhi ashrei. Mamish, kol ha'terakul, he knows like ashrei. So they asked Reb Chaim Volozhin, he says, Ma'ish Arkel HaGoyim, this is what you're saying on your brother Reb Zalman. So, what are you going to say on the Goyim? So he says, the Goyim knows Kol HaTerakula like Ashrei backwards. It's very hard to say Ashrei backwards. If you have a Siddur, then you can say Ashrei backwards. Without a Siddur, it's hard to say Ashrei backwards. He says, the Goyim could say the Kol HaTerakula, Reb Zalman could say Kol HaTerakula like Ashrei frontwards. Oh, but the Goyim was able to say backwards. What's the Pshat? That's the Maizu of the Chaim Volozhin. Zok the Briskarov. Pshat is because the Goyim, it was Poshet, it was Lefonov. Kol HaTerakula. You can read it like Asher backwards. That was the Bezundra. But I sobered down an interesting Pshat, and I want to be Moira. I heard this Pshat from Rebel Pavarsky Shlita. To me, it's a Chiddush, though. He said, you know why it had to be Royim Es HaKoilus? Because the Luchos is Teresh HaMiksav. And here, they only got it on Yom Kippur. When it came down on Zion Sivan, Vav Sivan, Zion Sivan, they were only hearing it, it's Teresh HaBal Peh. In order for it to be considered a Bechin of Teresh HaMiksav, it needed to be Royim Es HaKoilus. I don't understand. I mean, I thought I didn't understand. Royim Es HaKoilus, I don't know if it has Musabim here like this, but Royim Es HaKoilus means like it was like some kind of light and it like shaped out the words, I could be able to read it like on a screen. That's not Royim Es HaKoilus. That's Royim Es HaOisius. What's Royim Es HaKoilus? That you're able to use Koich Re'iyah, I'm assuming with the eyes, to be Royeh the Koilus. Do you understand what that means? No, you're not supposed to. It's something we don't understand. But there was Royim Es HaKoilus. But to be Mafshid, it's so kipshute, Royim Es HaKoilus means that there was like a screen scroll on the bottom. What do you call it? It was like, because he brings a lotion of a medrash that Yotzo Nitzoitzois. So that's what it was. There was like a. I don't ask Timbaluch, you know, sometimes the cartoons, you know, it spells out the words. That's what, and it was like, b'ksav, because they saw, that's what it means, Roim Es HaKoilus. I thought, we didn't understand what it means, Roim Es HaKoilus. They saw. Yeah.